Dr. Carlson might have been a young academic rock star and biology's wunderkind, but he was also mean and hypercritical. And it was obvious in the way he spoke, in the way he carried himself, that he thought himself the only person doing decent science within the Stanford biology department. Within the entire world, probably. He was a notoriously moody, obnoxious, terrifying dick. And Olive had just kissed him. She wasn't sure how long the silence lasted, only that he was the one to break it. He stood in front of Olive, ridiculously intimidating, with dark eyes and even darker hair, staring down from who knows how many inches above 6 feet. He must have been over half a foot taller than she was. He scowled, an expression that she recognized from seeing him attend the departmental seminar, a look that usually preceded him raising his hand to point out some perceived fatal flaw in the speaker's work. Adam Carlson, destroyer of research careers, Olive had once overheard her advisor say. It's okay. It's fine. Totally fine. She was just going to pretend nothing had happened, nod at him politely, and tiptoe her way out of here. Yes, solid plan.
Did you just kiss me?
He sounded puzzled, and maybe a little out of breath. His lips were full and plump and, God, kissed. There was simply no way Olive could get away with denying what she had just done. Still, it was worth a try. Nope. Surprisingly, it seemed to work.
Ah, okay then.
Carlson nodded and turned around, looking vaguely disoriented. He took a couple of steps down the hallway, reached the water fountain, maybe where he'd been headed in the first place. Olive was starting to believe that she might actually be off the hook when he halted and turned back with a skeptical expression.
Are you sure?
Damn it. She buried her face in her hands. It's not the way it looks.
Okay,
he repeated slowly. His voice was deep and low, and sounded a lot like he was on his way to getting mad. Like maybe he was already mad.
What's going on here?
There was simply no way to explain this. Any normal person would have found Olive's situation odd, but Adam Carlson, who obviously considered empathy a bug and not a feature of humanity, could never understand. She let her hands fall to her sides and took a deep breath. Listen, I don't mean to be rude, but this is really none of your business. He stared at her for a moment, and then he nodded.
Yes, of course.
He must be getting back into his usual groove, because his tone had lost some of its surprise and was back to normal. Dry. Laconic.
I'll just go back to my office and begin to work on my Title IX complaint.
Olive exhaled in relief. Yeah, that would be great since... Wait, you're what? He cocked his head.
Title IX is a federal law that protects against sexual misconduct within academic settings.
I know what Title IX is.
I see. So you willfully chose to disregard it.
What? No, I didn't. He shrugged.
I must be mistaken then. Someone else must have assaulted me.
Assault? I didn't assault you.
You did kiss me.
But not really.
Without first securing my consent.
I asked if I could kiss you.
And then did so without waiting for my response.
What? You said yes.
Excuse me?
She frowned. I asked if I could kiss you and you said yes.
Incorrect. You asked if you could kiss me and I snorted.
I'm pretty sure I heard you say yes. He lifted one eyebrow, and for a minute, Olive let herself daydream of drowning someone. Dr. Carlson, herself, both sounded like great options. Listen, I'm really sorry. It was a weird situation. Can we just forget that this happened? He studied her for a long moment, his angular face serious and something else, something that she couldn't quite decipher because she was too busy noticing all over again how damn towering and broad he was. Just massive.